Mega herbivore is a term used by ecologists. It usually refers to big plant eaters that are more than 1,000 kilos. So we're talking 2,200 pounds. In Africa today, that would include elephants, giraffes, black and white rhinos, and hippos.
Tyler Faith is a curator of archaeology at the Natural History Museum of Utah and an assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Utah. According to Faith, today's mega herbivores are just a shadow of what existed several million years ago.
For decades now, people have been speculating that our early human ancestors, specifically Homo erectus, may have played a role in driving some of these large mammals, mega herbivores, to extinction.
But Faith and his collaborators found that early humans are not the reason for the mega herbivore decline in Africa.
The timing of this mega herbivore decline at about 4.5 million years ago, it corresponds with a time where our human ancestors are small-bodied, semi-arboreal frugivores. They're living in the trees a little bit. They can still walk upright on two legs. Their diets may be more similar to chimpanzees than anything else. And they certainly were not hunting large mammals, and definitely not to extinction.
Instead, Faith and his collaborators found that ecosystem shifts away from forests and increasing grassland expansion led to the decline of mega herbivore populations.
From the fossil teeth of mega herbivores that tell us something about the foods that they're eating, most of the mega herbivores that are disappearing are animals that ate the leaves of trees and shrubs and probably lived in forests. So the pattern makes a lot of sense. We have expansion of grassland habitats, and the animals that did not eat grass were disappearing. And it's this long-term, steady process that's really hard to pin on humans. It'd be quite far-fetched.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.